Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on a Saturday morning. I'm Mark Brazell. Glad to have you along. A week from today, next Saturday from noon to 3 at Stepping Stones on Given Road in Indian Hill, a 50th anniversary reunion is happening. A lot to celebrate in the 50 years of Stepping Stones. And here to talk about the reunion and all that Stepping Stones has done is Stepping Stones Executive Director Chris Adams. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, I'm familiar with Stepping Stones. They're neighbors of mine where I live out in Claremont County. But I know some folks, despite the fact it's been around for 50 years, aren't all that familiar with Stepping Stones. So what exactly is Stepping Stones?
Stepping Stones is an organization that provides services to individuals with disabilities. We have several programs. We run year-round programs, summer programs, and weekend respites for individuals with disabilities. We have two locations. As you had mentioned, we have the one out in Batavia at Camp Allen, but we have the one where it all began in Given Road in Indian Hill in 1963.
And how did it start back there in 1963? This was a kind of a chance meeting, from what I understand.
Well, the property was owned by an organization called the Fresh Air Convalescent Aid Society. The Emery family had given them the property to run this program where they could get people from the city out to the country to enjoy the weekends out there, and that was designed for women and children. And in 1962, three women, pioneers I would call them, decided that they would go ahead and look for some camping opportunities. One of them, Peggy Geyer, had a daughter, Sis Geyer, who had cerebral palsy. So she was looking for a camping opportunity and was not successful at finding one. So these three women got together, approached the Fresh Air Society, and asked them if they would agree to provide the property so that they could start the first camp for individuals, children with disabilities. And at that point, they said yes. And at that, another great organization was formed at that point, which was the Greater Cincinnati Foundation. The land was granted to them, and camping for the handicapped began.
Wow. How has Stepping Stones grown in the last 50 years? Because there's been a lot of development.
We've had a lot of programs that have started. We were pioneers in many programs. We had the first regional hands-on infant stimulation program that was done in the 70s. We were the first site for mothers with special children. And then we obviously started camping for individuals with disabilities and then moved into providing year-round programming both for adults, and we have a rec and leisure program that provides respite opportunities for both adults and children so that the child or the adult can get a respite from their loved one and the loved one can get a respite from their child or their adult.
And that's something that started just recently, correct? The respite weekends, or has that been going on for a while?
We have been conducting respite weekends for several years. The new program that you're referring to is a program that just started with a lot of thanks goes to the Impact 100 group because mm-hmm. they provided us a grant for $112,000 to build a sensory respite trail out of Camp Allen. And we use that trail to provide children that have severe sensory issues to come out and sort of transition into a overnight program. So they come out and they stay Friday night through Saturday, and we help them address some of the needs that they need as it relates to sensory issues.
Well, along the way, there have been a lot of people who have benefited from the Stepping Stones program and a lot of people who have been involved in the program. We're talking a lot of volunteers and staff and board members and camp counselors, if you may, as it goes along. And thus the 50th anniversary reunion that's coming up next Saturday at Stepping Stones in Indian Hill. And this is not only to learn about Stepping Stones, but also to talk about all these people who've helped through the years and what the celebration is going to do next Saturday.
Well, we wouldn't be able to do what we do, Mark, if it wasn't for the volunteers that we have. I mean, first of all, we have tremendous board members that are currently on the board, but there are some real dynamo board members that have been on prior past boards, and they helped build the foundation that I'm working from today. We wouldn't be able to conduct summer program if it wasn't for all of the teenage volunteers that come out and help us and that get involved in the actual programming and work with the clients. The other volunteers that we have are some major corporations in the area. We have GE Aviation, Procter & Gamble, Ethicon, to name a few, but there are many more, and many church groups that come out and they work on our grounds, and they work on providing, improving the facilities and doing other things that help make the programming happen.
So you're going to throw this party, and then you've invited them all back.
We are trying to get as many of them back as we can. And as you said, it's next weekend, May 18th, noon to 3. We are trying to get in touch with those that Stepping Stones has touched their lives. There's so many people out there. I was at a volunteer effort for the Cincinnati Wine Festival, and a police officer walked up to me, and he told me about the experience, the wonderful experience he had in 1980 and 80 through 82 as a volunteer at Stepping Stones. I hear stories like that all the time, and there are so many people out there that Stepping Stones has touched their lives, and we would really like to have them come join us next Saturday so that they can partake in this reunion.
Well, we talk about the Stepping Stones in Indian Hill, where this reunion is going to happen, and also the Camp Allen out in Batavia, which has been part of the program since, the middle of this, a little bit after that. And the Rotary Club's involved too, correct?
Yes. Camp Allen is the pride and joy of the Cincinnati Rotary Club. And as you know, that camp started in the 1920s. They leased the property to try to provide camping opportunities for individuals that were inflicted with polio. And as the eradication of polio came about, they found that the camp numbers were declining. And at that point, they approached Stepping Stones to partner so that we could run programming out there and continue the camping tradition that they started with other individuals with disabilities. And at that point, we opened it up to all types of disabilities.
Well, let's get back to the reunion here. It's a family-friendly event. You're inviting volunteers, participants, staff, board members, supporters through the years. How has the response been as you've been getting the word out?
Well, we are very happy to report that we have over 200 people that have RSVP'd. I'm sure we have some out there that are still trying to see whether their schedule is going to permit it. But I'm hoping to get at least 300 people on the property at Gibbon Road next Saturday so that they can enjoy reconnecting with old friends and making new friends.
And what else will be happening at the reunion? I know, of course, like a family reunion, lots of conversations, lots of reminiscences. But what else are you offering during the?
Well, it's a family-friendly event, first of all. So bring the family members. We'd like everybody to come back and reconnect and make new friends and meet family members that they have never met before. We're going to have fishing. We're going to have boating. There'll be some crafts that will be going on. There'll be tours throughout the day. We have a great DJ, and then we're going to be providing picnic food. It's a great opportunity to reconnect, as I said. And then we'll have a brief program at about 1:30 to sort of bring it all together and recognize all of the wonderful people that have been involved in Stepping Stone's great history.
So 50 years and still going strong. What is in the future for Stepping Stones? What can you share as the executive director that you're looking towards in the future?
Well, we continue to improve the programming that we're doing. We're not going to rest on our laurels that we're doing what we need today. We're always constantly looking for gaps that are there that need to be filled in the disabilities community. We're always interested in exploring opportunities to expand programming in other areas. So we might be focusing the next couple of years here on what other locations we might be able to open and help people in different areas outside of the Cincinnati area that we're currently providing services for.
Well, I know a lot of people have benefited from Stepping Stones and continue to benefit, and I just have to say thank you for all the great work Stepping Stones has done over the years. I couldn't believe it was already 50 years in.
Yes, it's hard to believe it, but a great milestone, and we have a lot to be thankful for, and there's many wonderful people that have made this happen.
Chris Adams is the executive director of Stepping Stones. The big 50th anniversary reunion for Stepping Stones is happening next Saturday, May 18th, from noon to 3 at the Stepping Stones campus on Gibbon Road in Indian Hill. There is an RSVP website that you can link to through our website, wvxu.org, and you'll also be linked to the Stepping Stone site and learn more about all the programs they offer.